Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they don't love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful Sports Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports. As we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Wednesday morning, the world of sports, pulsating. Too much? Too early? We're going to get to all the big stories today, including the new unbreakable record in sports and why we are really stupid as a society. And I promise, I'm going to make that make sense. We'll do that next hour coming up here on You Better You Bet. I am also going to tell everybody why the 2026 college basketball season could be very similar to 2008 and 2025. And I think people are going to be very unhappy with the reason why, but I think we have to confront the truth, the potential truth, here on this show. And when we talk about sports, college basketball talk coming up later this hour on You Better You Bet. And speaking of college basketball, oh baby. We've got three unbelievable guests today, and the first one will join us 20 minutes from now. ESPN college basketball analyst, the man himself, the great Jay Billis. Jay Billis will be on the call of Arizona and Texas Tech coming up on Saturday. You heard him and Dan Shulman on the call of Carolina Duke this past Saturday with Carolina winning at the buzzer. Jay Billis joins us in 20 minutes talking all things college basketball. And among the questions that I will ask Jay Billis, hey, Jay, who do you like right now to win the national championship? Jay Billis coming up 20 minutes from now. And in the Power Hour, the final hour of today's show, two tremendous guests. Greg Rosenthal of NFL Media, the host of NFL Daily, helping us put a bow on the 2025 NFL season, looking ahead to 2026. And Zach Harper of the Athletics NBA coverage and SiriusXM NBA Radio. We got a lot of topics to hit with Zach Harper, including if Jason Tatum's going to come back for the Boston Celtics. Don't look now, but Jason Tatum practiced this week with the Celtics. Not the G League affiliate, the actual real Boston Celtics. 39 weeks since tearing his Achilles in the second round playoff series against my New York Knicks. Zach Harper in the final hour of the show. And you know how we close the show. Every day in the Power Hour, in the final hour. Giving you our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Now, our excellent engineer here on You Better You Bet, the great Kenny Henderson. Kenny went 4-0 last night with his college basketball bets. How do I know that? Because he kept texting our You Better You Bet group chain last night telling us that he had a great night betting college basketball and then said it in the show chat right before we came on the air. So Kenny has not lost a bet this week through 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, betting college hoops. Kenny's got some bets loaded for tonight after he had Miami and like talked me out of Carolina. Thankfully, last night, I wanted to bet North Carolina. Miami upsets North Carolina, beats them by 9, a letdown spot for the Tar Heels. Tyler Morales has got some college basketball bets. We'll give you those at the end of the show. And how about me? 2-0 last night in college hoops. BYU coming all the way back to cover on the road at Baylor, thanks to 36 points from A.J. DeBonta. And Purdue, man, they really tried to take some years off our lives, blowing a 22-point lead in the second half against Nebraska. Game goes to overtime. Purdue does ultimately win and ultimately covers the spread, but could have made it a lot easier for us. So 2-0 last night in college hoops. Lost with the Knicks. Clippers barely get inside the number. Let's keep it rolling tonight. Couple college basketball plays from yours truly are on the way, including a bet on the side of the Florida-Georgia game tonight in the SEC. Keep the comments coming on YouTube. They've been amazing this week. YouTube.com/@thecostos. Like and subscribe to the show there. And you can tweet me at thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And the tweet that I sent out before the show, how many games do you, our listeners and viewers, think the Las Vegas Raiders will win this year, year one, with Clint Kubiak as their head coach? Send them in. We'll read them throughout the show. And that is where we begin the Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet. And we begin it, Kenny Henderson, with pride and poise.
There was a path that was set out in front of me that that I didn't realize I was heading to. But I knew that, you know, when you're where your feet are every day, you're trying to bloom where planted, you know, you're trying to be the best at your job, and you know, good things tend to happen. So that's kind of been my journey, is just to try to be the best at my job that day.
Clint Kubiak, the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Maybe the best 48 hours since Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte. Wins Super Bowl 60 as the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, introduced as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And, you know, I think some people were a little concerned about Clint Kubiak's kind of gruff nature with the media and his kind of like personality. He's not like the most outgoing, gregarious type. And I don't mean that as an insult at all. People have different personality types. But how's that going to play as the head coach dealing with the media? And just my opinion of how Clint Kubiak did at his press conference yesterday, I thought he was really good. Like, was he the most charismatic coach we've ever seen? Was he Rex Ryan at the press conference? No. But he didn't need to be. His dad, Gary, wasn't like that, and he won a Super Bowl in 2015 with the Denver Broncos. So I thought Clint Kubiak did just fine for himself. And I'm going to give you, coming out of the chute here on the Wednesday edition of the show, three big takes from Clint Kubiak's introductory press conference yesterday as the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And Kubiak was asked about his relationship with Tom Brady, one of the minority owners of the Raiders, and obviously someone who is one of the front-facing members of the Las Vegas Raiders leadership group. And Kubiak talked about how intense Brady was in the interview process, and he loves talking football with Tom Brady. And Tom Brady gave Kubiak his cell phone number, and now Kubiak's going to call him off the hook. To be fair, you probably would too. It's Tom Brady's cell phone number. That's pretty awesome. And look, like, interviewing with Tom Brady to be the head coach of a football team is pretty awesome. Like, imagine you wanted to get into fashion and you interview with Ralph Lauren, right? Or you want to join a choir and you sit down with Pavarotti. Or maybe you have an audience with Johnny Sins for, you know, talking football with Tom Brady. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. Now, at this press conference yesterday, Clint Kubiak announced as the new head coach of the Raiders. There were several people present that were there. How about former NFL MVP, my good friends, and I mean that sincerely, he was with us last week on set at Radio Row, Rich Gannon was there. Charles Woodson was there. Two-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Jim Plunkett was there. Marcus Allen, running into the night, was there. Howie Long was there. The great Mike Haynes was there. Do you know who wasn't there? Tom Brady. Not present at the Las Vegas Raiders press conference. Now, it's not like Tom Brady's, you know, hitting the bong on his couch and he's lazy and he's not showing up. I'm sure he's got something going on. Maybe he's, you know, I don't know, he's in Saudi Arabia. Like having dinner with a prince. I don't know. Maybe he's filming a new television show. On a date with a 25-year-old influencer. I have no idea. Here's what I do know. If Tom Brady's going to be this front-facing member of the Las Vegas Raiders, you need to be there at the press conference. Just for optics, you have to be there. And the contrast that I will make here, and obviously they played against each other in a Super Bowl, and like no one's questioning that Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever. He obviously is. And he was great this past year on Fox. Like, he's great. He's the best. And he's way better than Matt Ryan as a quarterback. But let's be honest, like Raiders fans out there watching and listening, would you rather have someone like Matt Ryan running your team who is all in and totally committed and is not doing media anymore and is locked in on everything it takes to make the Atlanta Falcons great? Or would you rather have Tom Brady helicoptering in every once in a while to give his opinion? Like, I know this has been an omnipresent storyline with Brady owning the Raiders, being a part owner of the Raiders and making these decisions. Just that, if he's going to be this big of a thing and they're going to talk about him at the press conference, can Tom Brady be bothered to show up? Is that so much to ask for? Takeaway number two. I want everybody to listen right now to what Clint Kubiak said about Raiders star defensive end Max Crosby.
We want him to be a part of our success going forward. You know, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, he's one of the best players in the NFL. So that's a no-brainer to get to work with Max and to see him continue to have success with this organization.
Sure. He's right. Max Crosby is one of the best players in the NFL. But to quote the late, great George Young, former New York Giants general manager, and I've told this story before, embroiled in a contract dispute with then-star linebacker Bradley Van Pelt in the 80s, George, and I'm paraphrasing, basically said, we went 2-14 with you. We can go 2-14 without you. No one's saying Max Crosby's not a great player. He could go to the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. He is spectacular. Since he was drafted by he's been with the Raiders so long they were in Oakland. That's how long he's been there. Regular season record for Max Crosby, 46-69 with the Las Vegas Raiders. Let's be clear about something. And I've said this for the last week. The Las Vegas Raiders are not close to competing. They're not close. The defense needs pieces on every level. The offensive line's terrible. Outside of Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty, the skill positions leave a ton to be desired. Maybe they'll take Fernando Mendoza first overall. If you are the Las Vegas Raiders, you have got to supercharge this son of a bitch. You got to rebuild this puppy. And I know you could say, well, you want to rebuild, you want to have Max Crosby on the field, or you could get more financial flexibility and multiple first-round picks to try and supercharge this rebuild. They're not close. They play in a division with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and the team that hosted the AFC Championship game this year, Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. I don't want anyone to confuse what I'm saying. Max Crosby's tremendous. And if he goes somewhere else, let's say like the Cowboys decide to trade, I don't know. I saw a rumor floated like maybe they would trade pick. Oh, who the hell knows? Like Max Crosby would go to another team and help that team win. There's no question. He's the type of difference-making player that could take a team that's close and put them over the hump. The Las Vegas Raiders are not close. They aren't. They're not close. And they need to do the right thing for themselves and for Max Crosby. Trade him to a contender, get them draft picks, and supercharge the rebuild. Period. I'd love for someone to construct a cogent argument to the contrary. And the final takeaway from the Clint Kubiak introductory press conference. You know, he was asked about the number one overall pick in the draft, and he gives a typical coach speak answer, which we're not going to play for you because it's typical coach speak. Like, yeah, we're going to watch the film and we're going to figure out who the top overall pick is. Betting market seems to think it's Indiana's Fernando Mendoza. -1,000 at BetMGM right now to be the first overall pick in the draft. which doesn't mean he's going to be. It's Wednesday, February 11th. We haven't even gotten to the combine yet. There is a lot of time in between now and the NFL draft. And I say that to now say this. You know, we'll play at points during the show and leading up to the draft process sound from former NFL GM Mike Mayock, Greg Cosell from NFL Films. We'll have draft-related guests as we approach the draft on Mendoza. And it feels like people like Mendoza, but don't think his ceiling is like a Josh Allen ceiling. And not everyone has to be Josh Allen. Sam Darnold just won the Super Bowl, right? But that maybe his ceiling is Kirk Cousins. Okay. Here's what I'll tell everybody. And we have a lot of time until we get there. I was told off record by a couple people, and even like on record a little bit, you can tell that people aren't like super enthused by Mendoza. And maybe he wouldn't be the number one overall pick in a draft with better quarterback prospects. Just that, I think there are some concerns about him as a true, like, winning franchise quarterback in the NFL. I'm not saying he can't get there. I think he's really good. I'm watching from my couch. We'll see what the draft experts and what the NFL has to say as we approach the first round of the NFL draft. But just something to think about here. Mendoza as a pro prospect, the Raiders being really far off, I think it's really, really fascinating to think about the Raiders, pride and poise, commitment to excellence, just win, baby. How close are they to actually winning? We're just getting rolling here on a Wednesday. On the other side, Jay Billis from ESPN, talking college hoops on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
From the Legion of Boom to the new generation, Seattle climbs the mountain again.
And the Seattle Seahawks have won Super Bowl 60.
Two titles, two eras, one championship franchise. This is Westwood One Sports.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with the Platinum Card. Transfer your credit card balance to the Platinum Card within your first 60 days and get a 0% intro APR for 12 months. Our members could save thousands of dollars over the promo period. Visit NavyFederal.org/platinum. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 10.24% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends 3/31/2026.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life 91-32.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
ESPN, courtesy of the call. I got to tell you, and you know because you've been listening and watching the show since the start of the college basketball season, I came on before the season started and said, I think this might be the best college basketball season of our lifetimes. So many good teams, so much parity at the top. So much absolute stud, young NBA talent. Like, this NBA draft, it could be one of the great NBA drafts we've ever seen. And now that we are in, like, early to mid-February, I can say confidently that the season has delivered. I can't wait for the next 6 weeks. And now that NFL's over, now everyone's really paying close attention, I think you are all going to be, for those of you that have not tuned in and been laser-focused on it, I know you will be now as huge sports fans, you are going to absolutely love it. And joining us right now on this segment, sponsored by Progressive Insurance, save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive, get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com, the GOAT, the legend, the lead college basketball analyst for our friends at ESPN. Him and Dan Shulman were amazing on Saturday at North Carolina Duke. They'll be on the call this Saturday, Texas Tech, Arizona, as the Big 12, just an absolute juggernaut this season. On Twitter, at his name, at Jay Billis, the great Jay Billis. Jay, you're always generous with your time. Thank you very much. Happy Wednesday. How's it going?
It's going great. I hope it's going great for you, too. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show. And it is going great. And had great games last night in college basketball. Purdue and Nebraska goes to overtime. A.J. DeBonce and BYU with the big comeback on the road at Baylor. Curious, Jay, before we get into the specifics, just your macro opinion of this season. Like, I'm buzzing about it every single day. So much to talk about every single day. Do you feel like this is kind of one of maybe the best college basketball seasons thus far to this point in your lifetime watching college hoops?
I don't know about my life. My lifetime's been a lot longer than your lifetime, so I don't know about that. And sometimes, you know, when you're younger, you tend to romanticize things, especially looking in the rearview mirror. But it's been extraordinarily interesting and impressive. And I think the level of play, not just this year, but over the last few years, seems like it's taken a pretty big leap. And every year is different. You know, last year is really different from this year. I mean, I think at this time last year, most of us that were immersed in it kind of felt like there were four teams that had separated. Not that they were unbeatable or anything like that. Nobody's suggesting that, but that they were different. Like, and they wound up being the four number one seeds. The four number one seeds went to the Final Four, but for only the second time since seeding began. The other time was 2008. And this year is different. I think maybe two teams have separated, Michigan and Arizona. Both have lost once. But what sets this year above, I don't want to say above, but what makes it unique or maybe a little bit special relative to some others is the overall quality and depth of the freshman class. Like it's not just the, you know, the top three players that we have seemingly every year that are vying for top picks in the draft or something like that, and have extraordinary talent. You know, we got a class that's 20 deep in freshmen that are impact freshmen, impact players. And I agree with you, like they're going to dominate the draft, and we have more special young players this year than in any year I can remember. Now that doesn't mean we haven't had great years of freshmen, but this one is different in my view.
It's unbelievable, and we see it on a night in, night out basis. And you know, Jay, I was hoping that we would see it on Monday night with the presumptive number one overall pick in the draft, Darren Peterson from Kansas. And when he plays, he's electric. And I understand this is high praise, and I'm not saying he would ever get there, but he kind of looks like a young Kobe Bryant. I'm not trying to say he'll be like Kobe, just that he's really, really good. And I think, you know, the betting markets at least think that he's a cut above the rest of the freshmen in this class as it concerns the NBA draft. And he doesn't play on Monday, and Kansas still beats Arizona, knocks Arizona from the ranks of the unbeaten. Just curious how you view this Peterson-Kansas saga moving forward, because it feels like without him, maybe they can make the Final Four. With him, they could probably win the national championship. Just, can you count on him to play? So Jay Billis's thought here on Kansas and Darren Peterson moving forward will be a massive story heading into the tournament.
Yeah, I think the word you use, curious, is the way I feel about it. Like, it's just a curious case where you have a player with extraordinary talent, and I agree with you. When he plays, you can't take your eyes off him. He's that good. The most effortless shot maker in the college game. And he's just an incredible talent. And he can deliver on that talent when he plays. But he hasn't been available to play full games very often. And when he gets a full game like he did against Texas Tech and hit those big shots at the end for Kansas to win on the road in a really difficult environment, you tend to have this feeling of, God, how could I be denied this every game? And when he didn't play against Arizona, you know, I didn't find out about it till like 20 minutes before the game. You have this feeling of loss, and you know, it's a selfish feeling. I don't agree with some of my colleagues that are saying, well, this is going to affect his draft status. I mean, if you look back over the history of the draft, we've said that kind of thing before. It doesn't affect a damn thing. The NBA is going to draft the extraordinary talent, so I'm not concerned about that. But it has been, I think it's been a difficult challenge for Kansas to deal with the in and out nature of his availability. But in an odd way, it may have kind of helped him. You know, other guys have had to step forward in his absence, and they've developed an identity without him. And now it seems like it's almost up to Darren Peterson to fit in with this Kansas team rather than his Kansas teammates having to fit in with him. And I think that was the initially when he was playing early, there was a tendency kind of sometimes when he got the ball to stand there and watch him work. And I think they've learned to play and play at a high level without him. So I think that's made them an even more confident team.
If I could guarantee for you, Jay, that Darren Peterson plays the entire NCAA tournament, he's in there, he's playing 30, 35 plus minutes in the games, Kansas would go, like the final round Kansas would get to would be what and why from Jay Billis?
They're certainly a contender with him healthy and with them having the continuity of him playing throughout the course of the last month and a half. I would still favor teams like Arizona and Michigan on a neutral floor, even with Darren Peterson. They're deeper. But Kansas is really good. You know, like the strength of their team isn't their offense. The strength of their team is their defense. They can really guard. But, you know, Michigan, Arizona, Duke, Florida, I think they're a little bit better on the defensive end, and Michigan a lot better on the defensive end. You know, I tend to think like Arizona's problem in the game they played at Allen Fieldhouse wasn't their defense. It was offensively toward in the second half. They weren't able to get the shots they wanted, and I don't think they were as resolute as pounding the ball inside and getting into the lane. They settled for some jump shots, and they wound up getting clipped in that game. But, you know, on a neutral floor, I mean, seven-game series, I wouldn't put Kansas with Michigan and Arizona. But look, in the year they won in 22 with Ochai Agbaji and Christian Brown and those guys, at this point in the year, I didn't include them in the seven teams that I thought could win the whole thing. But they were trending toward getting in that group, and obviously they did get in that group, and they did win it. There's nothing stopping them from doing the same thing this year. I mean, there's no rule in the rule book that says teams aren't going to get better through February and through March. And even in the NCAA tournament, they still go to practice every day when they're in tournament play. So I think they're going to continue to get better.
Jay Bell is here with us on the show. I'd love for you to delve a little bit more, Jay, into Michigan and Arizona, right? And I think you had even said earlier in this interview that those are the two teams that have really set themselves, and there are other great teams, right? But those are the two best, both taking one loss with Michigan and Arizona. You mentioned the depth of those teams maybe being a factor in setting them apart. But if I asked you to really tell us and our audience why those are the two best teams, Arizona and Michigan, you would say what and why?
So if you start with Michigan, they've got really good depth, really good size. I mean, they're really big and strong and have fiber along the front line. And Michigan's the best defensive team in the country. I mean, teams are shooting like right around 42-43% against Michigan inside the arc. And that includes like the occasional run out or drive when they get a layup. And they're limiting teams to under 30% from three on the season. They got clipped at home against Wisconsin, where they gave up 91, which is kind of shocking to me. But they've got really good personnel. I think the transfer they got from UAB, Axel Lendeborg, you know, last year only two
great
players led their teams in scoring, rebounding, assists, steals, and blocks. It was Cooper Flagg at Duke, who's the number one pick in the draft and who's crushing it in the NBA right now, and Lendeborg. So they've got really good players, and a great mix of youth and size is meaningful experience. But that's like Ade Mara, who started his career at UCLA. He's like 7'3". He just covers up the lane. So their perimeter defenders can get on guard without concern for letting their guy get by him on a drive or cut or whatever, because they've got size behind them that can really affect play. And for Arizona, like Arizona's been a contender in past years, but I don't think they've been as complete a team as this one is. And I know we're talking about them coming off their only loss, but they've got good guards like Jaden Bradley and Braden Burries are excellent guards. And Burries is an outstanding shooter, just a freshman. And then their big guys are legit. You know, Krivas is 7'2", and he must have blocked five or six shots against Kansas. Excellent. He had 15 rebounds. He's just an excellent big guy that's really improved his offensive game. And Bradley, who transferred in a couple years ago from Alabama, you know, he came in not being able to shoot it, and he can shoot it now. He's not a 3-point specialist, but you know, Arizona doesn't shoot a lot of threes. They're more of a high low, get it inside, get to the free throw line team, but they are legit. And they're every bit the equal, in my view, of Michigan.
And missed a couple of bunnies, obviously, on Monday night against Kansas that might have won them the game. To your point, Jay, offense more of the problem for Arizona on Monday night. I want to ask you about Duke, and I'm going to say something that I think our audience is going to think is nuts, because Duke being the national team that it is. I kind of feel like Duke might actually be a little under the radar a little underrated at this point in the season. Like, two losses, blew an 18-point lead against an awesome Texas Tech team, right? Probably should have won that game. Lose at the buzzer to Carolina. Carolina's awesome. I know last night's loss to Miami notwithstanding. Carolina's really good. Now, I know you said Arizona and Michigan, the top two. It kind of feels like, to me, Duke might actually be underrated right now with Boozer and Evans, etc. Am I nuts for saying that? Your thought on Duke at this point on the calendar?
No, not nuts at all. I think that may very well be true. I think the strength of Duke's team is in its consistency, that while other teams, North Carolina included, can have some swings game to game in who they are. Like, they against Duke, they could have beat anybody that night. And then against Miami on the road, and I realize there are a lot of factors that go into that. One, Miami's good. Number two, they're coming off one of the most emotional games that they're going to have all year and in their careers. So human nature certainly factors into that. But that still, that's a swing. And they've had those in other scenarios during the course of the year. Duke has been really consistent. And the one thing that oddly has impressed me about that team, they do have some, you know, quite a few young players, whether freshmen or sophomores, that are kind of leading the way. They're really only a 7-man rotation. Darren Harris played a little bit more than normal, his average against Pittsburgh last night. But they've had some games where they didn't perform at a high level in the first half. And then, you know, I don't want to say they flipped a switch because I'm not sure I believe in that, but they were able to refocus and play their best in the second half. And that's not easy to do, and it's not the norm, especially for a young team. But their first six, maybe in their first seven, are very good. And it's a team where Cameron Boozer has to carry a major load, and he has. I mean, I can't remember who I was talking to the other day, but we were talking about Boozer. I'm like, what's his worst game?
Right.
And we kind of looked at it. His worst game was like 14 points, 5 rebounds, and two assists. They're like, for most freshmen, that'd be one of their better games. And he's the front runner for player of the year, and he's really a difficult challenge. And I think you're going to see teams are doubling him even more, and they're willing to take their chances with somebody else. They want to get it out of his hands.
Yeah, and a win against, I think that this is Northern Iowa, maybe, on November 21st. He had 14, 5, and 2, as Duke won by 58 in that game. So, been a great season for Cam Boozer. Final question, Jay. I would love for you to give us a team that you think right now people are not talking about for whatever the reason, that you think could make a run coming up in conference tournament play and into March?
There are a few that can make a run. It kind of depends on what you think a run means.
Say second weekend or beyond.
Well, second weekend, there are 30 teams that can get to the second weekend. I mean, 16 of them do. But I tend to think that a team like Nebraska, who's never won an NCAA tournament game in their program's history, they're legit. And, you know, they played poorly in the first half against Purdue last night and still had not only a legit chance to win, you could argue they should have won in that overtime. And that was just, I think, their third loss. And I was actually more impressed by Nebraska in their first loss of the season when they lost to Michigan. They've got a player named Rink Mast, who is a big guy that can shoot it from three. He's their best passer and best playmaker, especially in the middle of the floor. And they run beautiful offense. Like, they're passing, they're cutting, they're really difficult to guard. And Purdue had a heck of a time doing it, even when they had a 20-point lead. That thing evaporated, and all of a sudden they had to pull something out. I mean, if Purdue hit their free throws in regulation, they would have won in regulation. But another team I would say is St. Louis, that may be off of people's radar. They're coached by a guy named Josh Schertz, who was at Indiana State before he came to St. Louis last year. And talk about an offensive genius. Like, he's a savant. And, you know, St. Louis has only lost one game. They're in the Atlantic 10. They can really shoot it. Another team that's really difficult, like their offense, I don't want to call it intricate, but it's difficult for defenses to figure out. And they hunt great shots. Like, they're not looking for good shots. They're hunting great ones, and they get them. So St. Louis is one of those teams that in your bracket, I would take a, I don't even think it's a flyer, because they're gonna unless they wind up playing a Michigan or Arizona in the second round, they're gonna beat somebody.
Our engineer Jay on the show, Kenny Henderson is his name, is a college basketball and sports super fan. In the chat just now, before you answered the question, he wrote, St. Louis is sneaky, watch out for them. Do you think Kenny Henderson knows ball? Our engineer here on You Better You Bet.
You know, when you just, when you mentioned what Kenny said, I'm starting to rethink my position on St. Louis. So maybe I should pick another team.
What's the best thing you ate at your Super Bowl party to close?
My wife got these ridiculous quesadillas from a place near where we live called Reed's. So she was taking credit for making them, and I tried to remind her that heating them up is not she was like the wife in Talladega Nights, you know, laying out the Taco Bell and the Domino's and everything, saying she slaved over that dinner.
Can I got you just like a quesadilla thought. I love I have like a really strong quesadilla opinion. I want a cheese quesadilla like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, a whole cheese pizza just for me. I want a cheese quesadilla, sour cream, guac, little pico de gallo, and I am in heaven. How does Jay Billis like his quesadilla?
I like more in it than that. This place Reed's puts like it's a chicken quesadilla, and it's got like black beans and some other things actually inside it. And then I guac it up, and then my wife does makes homemade salsa that if she bottled that stuff, I would not have to work anymore. So that's the way. But I have an odd thing, like I only eat cheese when it's melted. I don't care for the taste of cheese when it's not melted. And quesadillas are fine with me, but if she put the equivalent cheese out and put a gun to my head and said, eat this cheese, I wouldn't. I'd just say, pull the trigger. I'm not interested.
So if I gave you like a hunk of like Parmesan cheese, like you would not be interested in taking a bite of it?
No way. And it's got everything. Every bit of cheese I have has to be, you know, relatively mild stuff. If it's not melted and it's not relatively mild, I'm out. And I realize that puts me in a, there are groups out there, like people like, you don't like cheese? And they try to talk me out of something I don't care for. And I'm like, why do you care whether I eat it or not? That's more for you if I don't eat it. But there are groups out there, I found out, of people who don't like cheese. They're like support groups on how to handle it. And I haven't joined one yet, but I'm getting close.
So I'm guessing the fact that you're aware of their existence means they've reached out to you. Is that fair to say?
No. What happened was my nephews gave me such a hard time about not liking cheese. Like they were trying, well, try this. Like,
so are you
I'm
the only one in
old.
Your family that feels
it.
This way? Are you the only one in your
yes,
family that feels
family
this way?
I have members okay. that are, in, they can't believe it just because they love it. And my thing is like, look, if you don't like Brussels sprouts or something, and I happen to like them, like I'm not banging on you to like something. Like, why do you care whether I don't like something? I turned into Larry David all of a sudden, you know, when his wife was upset at him that he drinks tea when she's having yeah. coffee. And she's like, and why do you care what's in my cup? Like, I have a cup, there's steam coming out of it. Why do you care what's in it? That's sort of the way I feel.
Just don't leave that cup on the wooden table because it'll leave a ring and that's going to cause problems. Jay, obviously a big Curb Your Enthusiasm fan. Jay, you're the best. You're very generous with your time. We love talking college hoops on the show, and we love talking college hoops, my friend, with you. Even if you don't like cheese, nobody's perfect. We can't wait to watch you and Dan on the call coming up on Saturday of Arizona, Texas Tech. Safe travels, and we hope to catch up with you again.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Jay Billis joining us here on You Better You Bet. I think the reason why people care about stuff like that is because, like, objectively, like, cheese is great. And, like, it's cool that he doesn't like, there's stuff that I don't like. Bill Zimmerman doesn't like coffee. Like, that's terrible. Here's what it is, really. Kenny doesn't like, man, we got issues on the show. Kenny doesn't like coffee either. Like, here's the thing, right? I got a nice cup of coffee is one of life's great pleasures. Now, like, I'm Greek and Italian. It's past, like, I love cheese, right? So you give me like a hunk of Parmesan, I'm taking a bite out of that son of a bitch. and I'm absolutely loving my life. And I want people to enjoy it the way that I enjoy it. Honestly, this is like the last 10 seconds of what I just said on the show. This is like 98% of the arguments I get into with my wife are because of this feeling I have that I like something. Therefore, you know what? He's right. Who cares? Just because I like something doesn't mean someone else has to like it. I've kind of, speaking of things I don't like, I was going to say I've kind of worked myself into a mental pretzel. I don't really like pretzels. There are people that are like obsessed with pretzels. It's like sawdust with salt. Like, what's, now I'm like, now I'm Seinfeld. What's the deal with pretzels? I don't get it. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side, we're talking more college basketball, and I disagree. Well, this is not a great way to start a sentence. I disagree with something Jay Billis said about college basketball. Cheese, I feel like I'm in the right. College basketball, more likely to be in the wrong. I'll try to convince you of my opinion next.
Seattle's scoring defense went from 21st to first in 1 year.
It's picked off and a touchdown. Seattle has scored on another turnover.
The Seahawks flipped it fast. Did they reveal a new blueprint for the league? This is Westwood One Sports.
Oh, hello. It's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers, like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed, and 0, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
I am Steve Smith Sr., former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. As men, we're taught to handle things. Be strong. Don't complain. Don't talk about it. Being a man also means being a father, a friend, a husband, and carrying all that gets heavy. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. If you got things you don't say out loud, BetterHelp gives you a place to say them. Online therapy that works around your schedule. Visit BetterHelp. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
591-32.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
I love that interview with Jay Billis. Greg Rosenthal still to come, NFL Media. Zach Harper still to come from our friends at The Athletic and Sirius XM NBA Radio. I actually was thinking during the break just now, that is a wild food take from our friend Jay Billis, that he only eats cheese if it's melted. And look, like, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Just because Jay Billis doesn't like cheese doesn't mean that he's wrong. It's just his opinion. Now, I happen to disagree with it, but he's welcome to his own opinion. Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, does not like coffee. Bill, is that your worst food take, or do you have another?
I think overall, consensus-wise, it's probably my worst food take. Black olives, like, I don't know if this is, like, a bad food take. Like, it gives me a physical reaction. Like, I literally can't eat them. It's going to make me, like, sick to my stomach. I don't know what's going on there. But in
so
terms
you're
of,
talking,
like,
when you say black olives, do you mean, like, black olives that you find on, like, nachos or on, like, a salad?
Yeah.
Is like, that's the type.
Exactly.
Yeah, I actually don't disagree with that. I love, like, whole olives. I think are really, I'm Greek, I have to. I don't disagree with the black olive thing, though. I think people agree with that, actually.
But here's the thing, like, I want to drink coffee. Like, I could use, like, a caffeine pick-me-up. Nick, you saw me walking around Radio Row drinking a Coke Zero at 6
in the
morning.
It's terrible,
but, like, I don't usually need
caffeine
in the morning.
Dude, you're going to drop dead, dude. Like, I've never seen someone drink more soda than you do.
It was just in the morning. I didn't drink soda at other points during the day. But that's the thing, like, I don't have a way to, like, inject caffeine into my veins. I wish I liked coffee. I just don't.
Have you ever tried iced coffee?
I do like chai tea. Like, that, I know that's caffeinated. That's about the only thing. I have tried iced coffee. It's not like that mocha flavor. For some reason, it doesn't jive with me.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like, I just, like, Bill, like, strutting around Radio Row in his suit at 3:30 in the morning local time, chugging Pepsi is crazy. Tyler Morales, your worst food take is what? You've got a lot.
Yeah, this might be kind of unhinged. I don't eat cereal with milk. So, like, I'll literally pour cereal in a bowl, take a spoon, and just, like, eat the cereal. No milk,
that's,
to eat it dry.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's kind of unhinged, but that gets a lot of reactions out of people. So I don't drink milk, like, at all. So if I want cereal, it's just straight cereal out of a bowl with a spoon. That's
We'll do this a little bit to start next hour. I want to get Kenny's opinion. We'll get the crew's opinion. I want to know our listeners and viewers, your worst food take. YouTube.com/@TheCostos. I just put a tweet out there @TheCostos as well, asking your worst food take. So here's a milk opinion for everybody. So I've never been the type of person, like, to pour myself a glass of milk, right? I feel like that's reserved for, like, geriatrics, like, or cats. Since my daughter was born, obviously, like, we make her a bottle. Like, when she was younger, it was, like, multiple times a day. Now it's, like, once a day at night. I'll tell you what, man. Underrated pleasure of life. I'm not joking. My suggestion to everybody today, pour yourself a glass of, like, ice cold whole milk. And thank me later. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, bad food takes, college hoops, National Football League, a variety show here on a Wednesday.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on-